We're in Waterford and we're talking to local people because we've heard so much about world affairs in recent days, Iran, Greenland, Venezuela. How interested are you personally in what's actually happening on the world stage?
Oh yeah, I would be very interested in the world stage, but I think we do have to keep our focus nationally as well. So I think that, you know, the divide is sometimes poorly mixed in this country. We become obsessed. Donald Trump is... it's hard to fathom him, but I think still at the same time, we do have to take him very seriously. Greenland, I think what will happen, there's a lot of bluff, and I think Denmark and Greenland will come to some sort of, you know, maybe more bases on in Greenland, something. I don't think Donald Trump is going to invade. I don't think he's that mad.
Iran, but is that rhetoric concerning when you hear so much?
Not necessarily, because I think the rhetoric in the world at this stage is ridiculous. I mean, people have far too much to say about, you know, everything. So we've now lost the ability to stop and think before we speak, and he's a prime example of that. I think Iran is very worrying. Two causes, I suppose. One, if we get involved, not we, I suppose we, the Western world, because we don't want a war. But secondly, I suppose I heard this morning coming in that they're talking, Iran is talking about swift trials and executions. 2,500 people arrested. So executions, I mean, in this day and age, it's crazy. But I think we always have to go a diplomatic route. They can't bomb Iran because they're going to just do exactly what they did in Palestine. They're going to kill innocent civilians, and the criminals, be them Hamas or the Iranians, will just hide. So diplomacy, I think, is always the best way.
Okay, so I'm here with Emma and Rochelle. And Emma and Rochelle were asking people about their interest in what's actually happening on the world stage at the moment. Every day we seem to hear about a different country in the news now, and quite a lot of disruption. Emma, do you follow what's actually taking place now every day?
Well, it's hard not to hear about it. Like, I've listened to more local news, but it is scary kind of thinking of all the countries that are popping up now to know more, like you said. So yeah, I do know about it.
And where do you think it's going to end? Like you said, it's scary. I mean, is there, it seems as if maybe the rule book has been torn up now, that kind of the world order is, as we know it, doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah, I just didn't think I'd ever see this. You know, when you're in school and you're hearing about how, like, wars start and things like that, it's scary to think, are we going down that road? I don't know. Yeah, it's scary, like.
And Rochelle, do you pay attention to what's happening also?
I do. I think it's hard not to, especially with everything being broadcasted online, like with social media. It's kind of always around you in some form or other. Mm. Yeah. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I do spend a lot of time online. And I think a lot of my news, unfortunately, I do get secondhand. Mm. And it's kind of hard because you're wondering, like, what kind of narrative is being pushed by who. And it's really hard to trust certain sources. You kind of have to, I don't know, look at different...
Use your own judgment, yeah. And are you concerned by the rhetoric which we're hearing? How, you know, it's very much, it's intense, and there's a lot of arguments.
I'm not overly concerned because I don't know if this sounds silly, but it feels like, as an individual, I'm not sure how much power I would have. So it's like, what's the point in worrying about something that you can't change? And I'm not going to sit there and worry and keep myself up at night over whatever, like, the President of America is doing, because how far is that going to affect me in my personal life? I do worry about how much influence the media, I think, puts on US politics, especially in America and, like, on a global stage, you know, because there's so many other things for us to be concerned about in Ireland. It's really hard to say. Yeah.
And does Ireland have a role, do you both think, on the world stage anymore in terms of actually using our influence?
Oh, absolutely. I think so. I think you just need to get the right people with good intentions back into positions of power that are actually going to look out for the people. Yeah.
And yourself, Emma?
Yeah, no, I agree with Rochelle. If you get the right people in Ireland to speak for them, it will make some sort of difference. But now I don't think they really speak for the people of Ireland, you know.
In fact, I'm really interested in what's going on. You know, I think the world is turning into a very dark place. It's very difficult not to pay attention to what's going on, because ultimately it does impact us in a material way. And also mentally, it's very difficult to deal with, you know, the dystopian carry on of Trump and where that's going to lead the world. I do pay attention, and I think you should pay attention to what's going on. Like, Ireland has its own problems. And, you know, not mind Ireland, but Waterford. Mm. You know, I think as a Waterford person, you know, I am enraged at our government in how they totally disregard Waterford as a county, as a city, as people who pay our taxes and who receive nothing from the government. So it's a Waterford's only a small little microcosm, but you know, we have very little influence. The Irish government seem to play the happy clappy everybody's friend point of view, but I'd rather see them take a more of a hard stance, really.
I keep up to date with what's happening, but it's mad stuff, you know. Well, there are no rules right now. EU is very, very weak. Whether he goes after Greenland is another matter. Personally, I don't think he will.
I do care, and I keep up to speed, all right, because I think it's important we're informed, at least, you know. I would have to say, though, anything to do with Donald Trump just leaves me cold. You know, he really annoys me excessively. I think he's just a power unto himself, a law unto himself. So while it's important, at first, I think, to be aware of what he's doing, I wouldn't agree with anything he's doing, and I wish he'd stop and just be a nice, normal president. But however, he is what he is, and we have to be aware of what he's doing. I think we've diddly squat influence, to be honest about it. You know, we're a small island at the edge of Europe, and we really rely on others, I think, to look after us. So we've very little influence, you know, and we just have to hope that we keep in with our European partners and they keep looking after us, I think.
Where do you think it will all end? We hear representatives from Denmark are meeting with Donald Trump today. Has the rule book been totally torn off?
It kind of has, yeah. I'd like them to just butt out and just leave them alone. You know, this thing about it, they already have bases there. So all he really wants is their oil and their minerals. And, you know, the sooner we wake up and realise that he's not, in it for anything except what's good for Donald Trump in America, and just leave them go because he doesn't own. Now, of course, we have precedents before because, you know, didn't they buy Alaska from Russia? Like, you know, so it's not something that hasn't been done before, you know. So maybe he'll get his way. Nothing would surprise me.